Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Josiah and Ellie Show. Ellie and Josiah are not here. I'm just practicing because I just got signed up to do some voiceover work. So I'm just practicing my different characters. That one's Siobhan.
Remember when we used to start this catch-up doing a different greeting in every language? We should just start doing these intros with actual accents.
Well, mate, yeah, that's the thing. Maybe in practicing for my new voiceover work, unpaid, of course.
What do you mean, voiceover work?
Yeah, just going to be a voiceover artist, you know.
What, like Mickey Mouse impersonations?
No, like, hello, we're having a sale at our potato farm. Come and get some potatoes for 20% off.
You're trying to advertise in Ireland or in Australia?
No, that's why I'm I'm practicing my characters.
For who,
though?
So
I can go to a client and be like, hey, yo, you want to sell your product?
I know your point, but I'm saying, who are your clients? Are they in Ireland or Australia?
They're a potato farm, apparently.
In Australia?
Yes.
With Irish voices?
Yes. Irish potato farmers are the most legit potato farmers.
There's no such thing in Australia.
excuse me, our friend who we work with, Shano, his parents are Irish and they are potato farmers. Boom, I'm dropping my highlighter, I'm resting my case.
In Australia.
They live in regional Victoria.
All right,
well,
you know what? If they start advertising paid on this station and they're looking for an Irish voiceover artist.
Yeah, well, they'll probably get Shano to do it.
He doesn't have an Irish voice, right? He's Australian.
Oh, I mean.
You have permission to chop my right ankle off. If they start advertising and ask for you to be the Irish voiceover lady, you can chop my right ankle off.
Okay, if you live in the Goulburn Valley and you're a potato farmer and you're Irish and you want some ads,
I'm talking
I can hook you up with a really good deal. So 13, 12, 16. Yeah. We have fun, don't we? I can do other accents, don't worry.
Oh, so can I.
I can be Olga. Hello, I'm Olga from Russia. I like to drink vodka.
Well, you should bring them out on air more. You should. The other day I did my Kiwi accent.
Yeah, that was just racist, bro.
Was that your best impersonation, bro?
Nah, bro.
Being New Zealand. Choice,
this
bro.
This is my Kiwi accent.
Choice, bro.
I want some chops and some dops. Anyway, we've digressed.
We should do a segment. We should do a segment called where people call it with their best accent.
Do you know what we should do? We should start talking on the radio, come back from a song one time in accents and see if anyone realises that it's not two people filling in for Josiah and Ellie.
Well, people would have to listen to,
to
realise, you know?
No one does that. Hey-o, that'd be ridiculous.
Let's go.
Anyway, we're out of here. Enjoy the catch up today. Heaps of fun stuff in there. Don't know what. Do you know what's in there? Oh, you get a spray tan. We talked to a vet.
Yeah, that was cool. And I got
Jason's call about his rich mate.
Amazing,
that's the best part of his catch up. So listen out for that. All right, cool.
Cool and cute.
Goodbye. So long. Farewell. Have a great day. Okay, now I'm turning German. Bye.
Choice, bro.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Firstly, yesterday around 10 a.m, I saw a notification on my phone. Breaking news. Chris Dawson, former husband of missing woman Lynette Dawson, has been arrested in Queensland. Now, this notification jumped out to me because I've been a huge follower of the Teacher's Pet podcast.
I got you onto that one, didn't I?
You did.
Fascinating. You and I do a bit of travelling, of long-distance travelling. What is it? Planes for you, driving for me. So it gives us something to do.
Yeah, it's great. So it's been such a good podcast. It's won heaps of awards. It won, like, the best podcast in Australia. It's number one, all of that. A man named Hedley Thomas from The Australian, he's the one who's done it all. And his investigation into the case of Lynette. So basically, she went missing in 1982. And the story was that she ran off to allegedly join a religious cult, but was never seen or heard from again. So now the allegations have been flowing in that the prime suspect is her former husband, Chris Dawson.
And he has been arrested. So he's being extradited to Sydney as we speak from the Gold Coast, which is where he lives.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. So at the moment, he's so there was all this controversy because it's such a high-profile case. None of the airlines wanted to fly him.
That's crazy. So what they've done is they've had to charter their own private plane to the Gold Coast to bring him back to Sydney.
Yeah.
There goes a fair bit of our taxpayers' money. Man, drive him.
Yeah.
Drive him down, put him in the back of a van, pay $200 in petrol. Save our tax money, guys.
That's true.
He's a criminal.
Well, allegedly. No. It's all still to be determined. It will, if he is charged, which he hasn't officially been charged yet, then it will, of course, go to trial.
Let the court do its thing.
Exactly. But in listening to the podcast, there was one fact that stuck out to me that I want to talk about this morning. And it was in a couple of the last few episodes. So there was all this speculation that Lynette's body was buried in the house that they lived in.
Which, and fun fact, I grew up a few streets away from there.
That is a very fun fact. Wish that was me.
Just throwing it out there.
And so they recently dug up the house and had a look. But for ages, while the podcast was being aired, they hadn't done the dig yet. And so apparently Headley was saying in his podcast that all these offers were coming in from filthy rich people who were fans of the podcast. They said, look, if the owners aren't agreeing to dig up the property, I'm happy to buy the property and we can dig it up then.
That is crazy. This property is worth, that area down by the water near where they are,
yeah,
minimum $3 million for a house like that.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Exactly. And so there's people who literally just want to buy a house purely to let the police do a dig, which they did end up going ahead and doing it anyway. The current owners were very amiable.
How much money do you have to be able to do something like that?
Yes. You're too rich if you can afford to do that. Just too rich. So that's what I want to talk about this morning. People who are just too rich, you've just got too much money. I want to hear stories of the filthy rich people who are doing stuff with their money that you're just like, you've got too much.
Yeah, you need to slow down. Put that towards something smart.
Yeah, it's like a friend of mine. His family had a holiday house in this beautiful location, built a house there. In the house, they had a lift. It was 3 stories. They had a lift. They had a bowling alley.
Stop it.
They had a theatre room. All this just for their holiday house. So you can imagine what their normal house is like.
Wow.
Yeah. So 13, 12, 16, what's the richest thing someone's done?
You know what? One day when you and I finally make it in radio,
yeah,
I might buy a house for a criminal as well, alleged criminal. Dig. Imagine.
To assist a criminal investigation, I think is the words you're trying to say.
Imagine if we did that.
Yes. 13, 12, 16. Give us your stories. Filthy rich tales. Lifestyles of the rich and famous. We want to hear about it. Sarah from Rushworth, you've given us a call. Do you know someone who's just too filthy rich?
Yeah. It was actually my partner. He got like a bonus at work and it was about 4 months of my wage.
No.
And I, like, the same week I got a bonus at work and it was like $200 gift card and I was really excited about it. And then he dropped the amount on me and I was like, oh.
What did he do? Okay. Did he take you on a holiday or what did he spend it on?
Oh, he bought me nothing.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
That's like my partner earns triple the amount that I do. And so every time we go out, but I still want to be like, oh, I can pay, it's fine. But it's like, why should I have to?
Yeah, exactly. You offer, but you're not really offering.
Yeah, exactly. Does he flaunt his wealth at all?
No, he's really humble about it. But, like, he did go and buy himself a new car, so.
Hey, Sarah, just saying, 4 months bonus, 3 months of your salary is what they say is a wedding ring. Hello. Oh. Why did he not propose with that money?
Yeah.
I should start dropping some hints.
Yeah, I would definitely get like photos of your ring or something on your phone, then let him use your phone. That's what all girls
do. Spend your filthy money on this money, buddy.
Exactly. Let's go to Jace from Shep. Jace, tell me about the filthy rich person in your life.
It's actually my mate. His parents actually gave him a really big trust fund.
Yeah.
And for his first car he ever had was $1 million Lamborghini.
Get stuff.
What? Yes.
How good is that?
What, at like the age of 18, he gets himself a Lambo.
Yes, and on average, I reckon he would have spent about $200,000 a week just on clothes and backpacks.
I mean, is he happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course he's happy. Be too. I mean, they say money doesn't buy happiness, but it kind of does when you're dropping 200 Gs a week.
100%.
Does he work at all?
No, he's worked a day in his life, actually.
Wow.
Is he a good bloke or is he just a bit like, you're the worst?
No, he's actually a good bloke, but he likes to flaunt his money a lot, though.
Yeah. This is the thing, right, yeah. Jace? If one of my boys came into that sort of money, right, you wouldn't expect it. But, put it this way. If I came into that sort of money, the first thing I'd do is I'd get all the boys. I'd be like, Vegas, Cancun, we're going. I'm shouting all the boys' holiday. Has he done anything super generous to you?
What, sorry?
Has he done anything super generous for you boys?
Yeah, he actually took us a few years ago back when was it Pacquiao versus Mayweather?
Yeah.
Yeah, he all flew us there on
private
jet. Vegas?
And,
are you?
Yeah.
On
and
a private jet?
Yeah.
Wow, this
Isn't
guy
like,
sounds like a legend.
Weren't tickets to that like million, like what, thousands and thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
But
like, filthy rich. It's like ridiculous.
My phone number is 0437. If you just want to pass it on, that'd be great.
I'll make sure I'll do that, actually.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, Gav, who am I right?
Does he live in the Goulburn Valley, Jace?
Yeah, I do.
And what name is your mate?
Christopher. He's not actually from the Goulburn Valley. He's from Melbourne.
Oh, right. Oh, but he lives up here now?
What's that, sorry?
He lives up here or in Melbourne?
No, he still lives in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Okay, damn it. Otherwise, probably best we don't reveal where he is, because otherwise everyone's going to be like, hey, let's go to Vegas. Oh, thanks for your call, Jace. That's awesome. A double pass to Carols by Barrels coming your way. We're pretty much the Christopher in your life by giving you that.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, guys.
Yeah, Christopher can't give you a double pass to Carols by Barrels, but we can. So.
Exactly. Take that, Christopher. Thanks for your call.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
It's no secret that you hate Christmas. We established that earlier in the week. You're the Grinch of Shep, we're calling you.
Yeah.
So I'm making up my mission before Christmas to install that Christmas spirit back into your life, Ellie. It will work, right?
Yeah. I mean, you've tried hard so far, wrapping me in tinsel, force-feeding me mince pies, playing Christmas carols on the radio. None of it's really worked.
I've covered your mic in the tinsel that I wrapped you in yesterday. It looks amazing,
actually,
by the way.
This is great because I can't see you properly, so that's really
making
me happy.
I can only see one of your eyes right now, and it's killing me. Yeah, there's one thing I know you love, and it's a great pun. It's a great joke.
Yep.
One of the best things about Christmas Day is when you pull the... Is it the bonbon? That's what they're called, isn't it?
Yeah, Christmas caca, bonbon.
I was going to bring one in. We could have worn our little hats. Maybe we'll do it on our last show.
Okay, can't wait.
We should have like Christmas breakfast on our last show.
Will you cook?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll bring the beers.
Get Mac as our major sponsor to bring something in. That'll do. So I thought I'll throw a couple at you just to try and get you going because I know you really appreciate a good joke.
I do like jokes. That's one way to my heart is through humour.
So I've written down a couple that I've made up.
Yep.
And every time you like one, you got to play this sound effect. And every time you don't like one, you can play this one.
That one's going to be getting a workout, knowing how funny you are.
Well, let's give it a crack. And this one I think I may have done on the show before.
Yeah.
This is one of my favourite go-to ones.
Yeah.
Ellie, what's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
What's that, Josiah?
Snowballs. Oh, come on.
Not even a skerrick of a smile.
Snowballs as in, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just not very funny.
What happens to elves when they become and behave a little bit naughty?
What?
Santa gives them the sack.
Mm.
Oh, almost got you there.
Nuts.
Come on, Goulburn Valley. If you've got a good one, 13, 12, 16, we'd love to hear them. Get involved. Oh, here we go. You love a pun.
Yeah.
What do you call a greedy elf?
What?
Elfish. Oh, come on. That had a laugh. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give you a pity, but
all right, let's keep going through these.
Yep.
Who delivers presents to baby? Oh, even baby sharks need Christmas presents. Who delivers them?
Who?
Santa Jaws. Oh, come on, Ellie. You're a tough crowd today.
Yeah, mate.
All right. Maybe I need to fire it up a bit more.
Yeah, come on. One more.
Did you know that Rudolph the reindeer never went to school? He was elf taught. See? Thank you. Hang on. Hey, here we go. Why is Santa so damn jolly?
Why?
Because he knows where all the naughty girls live.
Oh, Josiah. Of course he had to finish on a creepy one.
No, I've got a better one than that to finish on. What's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa Claus?
Tiger Woods and Santa Claus. One of them isn't a womanizer.
Santa was smart enough to stop at three hoes. Got her. Boom, we're on, baby. We're on. She's back. She's in the Christmas spirit. I got her. Trying to make Ellie laugh this morning with Christmas jokes to get it into the spirit. I told a couple just before the break. Now we've got Chris from Shep on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
You got something for Ellie? Give it to us. Make her laugh this morning.
All right, Ellie.
She needs it.
Come on, Chris. You got to be funnier than Josiah. It's not hard.
No, that wouldn't be hard.
Yes. Good. It's the best joke we've had.
All right. Get Chris off the phone.
All right,
Chris. How does a burglar get into your house, Ellie?
How does a burglar get into my house? I don't know, Chris. How?
In through the window.
Oh, it's not bad. See?
Yes, Chris. I'll pay that one.
Hang on, Chris. I said, what's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa Claus? Santa was smart enough to stop at three hoes.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Chris, you've done it. Do you want to be my new co-host? Because Josiah's just not cracking it at the moment.
No, I'll be right. I think you need to give him a few more chances. You're a bit hard on poor old Josiah.
Am I?
Oh, here we go. The boy's sticking together.
Hey,
I like it.
You don't hear what he says to me off air. It's really tough. It's really tough to work with him. This is my one little vestibule of power, this microphone I've got right here.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Right now, we want to talk animals. Because they're interesting creatures. Fair to say.
Is this Savage Garden?
No, mate, this is Savage Garden. I was tossing up between the two, but you've just given me an excuse to play them both.
I don't know who either song is. What was the other one?
You don't know Savage Garden.
Okay. No, the other one.
That was Rufus.
Yeah.
It's more like you got to be kind of in the music scene to know Rufus. Anyway, we've digressed. The reason we're talking about this is because yesterday we were asking for calls on getting told off in public, and Sophie from Echuca called and told us a story about a time that she was at the vet.
We were talking to her about my dog, and he had tonsillitis.
What?
And we were like, what? Dogs get tonsillitis? Well,
I had tonsillitis and had to get my tonsils out as if dogs have them as well.
Yeah. And then last night I was talking to my dad and he was saying he's just taken up furniture making and
one of his friends has asked him. He's definitely retired, isn't he?
Yeah. One of his friends has asked him to make a chair for a dog because the dog's got something wrong with its esophagus, so it has to eat sitting like a person. Yeah. So it got me thinking about this, the human diseases that animals have. So we've called on one of our friends, Courtney from GV Jets. Hello, Courtney.
Hi, guys.
Jets. Like she takes
did
off.
Did I say GV Jets?
that would be amazing.
Can you burn a jet? That's the name of the new soccer team in town, the GV Jets.
So, Courtney, dogs can get tonsillitis just like humans can.
Absolutely, Josiah. It's quite common.
Would you say that like all human diseases that we can get, animals can get too?
I'd say yes, absolutely.
Really? Like,
yeah, basically.
Well, my dog used to have epilepsy and he used to have fits. It was so scary when he had the fits and he'd like froth at the mouth and stuff. It was hectic.
Yeah, very common disease as well.
Really? Wow. What's the most common human disease that animals get?
Like a cough or something?
Oh, yeah.
Just a common
endless.
Really? What about things like, and I'm not taking it to a dirty place, but can animals contract like STDs like humans can?
Well, you are taking it to a dirty place.
Well, it's not dirt. It doesn't have to be dirty. It's just
I mean, not the way that you're thinking, surely. Josiah.
Can they?
Cats can definitely get chlamydia, but it's more an ocular chlamydia. So it's
ocular?
It's conjunctivitis, basically.
Surely rabbits can get
it. It's in their Wait, do you mean it's in their eyes?
In their eyes.
They catch it, but it's in their eyes.
Yeah, but it's a different species. It's Chlamydia felis, so
that
it's just
is
cats.
I like how we've gone to this place very early on in this
chat.
Hey,
but that's fascinating.
It is fascinating. What about, like, mental health in animals? Because I've heard stories about, like, oh, my cat's got depression. It's like, come on. No, your cat doesn't have depression. Is that a thing?
Oh, absolutely. Behaviour is taking off in the veterinary industry. And, anxiety is riddled animals everywhere. So.
Yeah. I told this story maybe on air once before, but my dad's dog, when he was younger, he had a poodle. It came back from a haircut and they laughed at it. It then hid under the bed for 2 weeks, refused to come out because it was so embarrassed. I was like, come on, Dad. Is that true? Could that happen?
Oh, absolutely. They have all the emotions that we have.
Oh, little puppies.
I suppose they feel guilt too. Like if I tell my dog off, you can tell he's guilty about it and he'll like hang his head and look down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I learned actually the other day? If you say ah-ah to a dog instead of, because I always go, oi, if I see one or whatever doing the wrong thing. But if you go ah-ah, that's growling at them.
Yeah, it's a high-pitched noise and they tend to respond to that better.
Wow. That's what I used to do. So I used to live with my housemate had a cat and I hated the cat. It was just a really scratchy, like it would lunge at me all the time. And it would always go underneath my bed and I had to try and lure it out. So to do that, I'd go,
oh, man, you've got issues.
And it would come. Is that a legitimate technique?
Probably hated that. I was trying to run away from you.
Good. Get it away from my room.
Should we get people to call up with their... Can you take some issues of the Goulburn Valley with their pets? Would you be happy to stick around if people call
try.
Up? 13, 12, 16, if you're like Ellie and I and have a question about your pet, maybe it has like a human disease that you think it might have, maybe it's coughing.
Yeah. Or do you think that your pet's got anxiety or depression? Or
a sneeze. My girlfriend, Mia's dog has anxiety.
Yeah?
I'm dead set has anxiety. It hides in the corner.
I suppose dogs always shake.
Yeah.
Is that because they're anxious?
Absolutely, yeah. Or scared or...
Wow. They're just like us.
Bombshells. Who knew there were so many things to learn about animals? All right, call us 13, 12, 16 if you've got a question for our vet, Courtney, or if you've got an animal that's had a human disease, we want to hear about it because we found this fascinating.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
We're talking animals today with our resident vet from GV Vets, Courtney. Hello, Courts. Oh, I've got to turn your mic on. Got excited. We're asking a few questions this morning on 13, 12, 16, just about your animals, about maybe the human diseases that your animals have. After Sophie from Echuca yesterday told her dog had tonsillitis.
Did not know that dogs could get diseases just like us.
Yeah, can I ask quickly? So my dad's telling me about this dog that he knows that needs to sit up to eat.
Yes.
And so he's building it a chair so it can sit up. Is this a thing?
Oh, absolutely. So megaesophagus occurs, well, it can be mostly idiopathic, so we don't know the actual cause.
I don't know
cause.
What that means.
We don't know the
what
actual
What does idiopathic
cause.
Mean? Oh, okay, right, okay. We don't know the cause.
Yeah.
Learning something new.
Yeah. And so what happens is their esophagus becomes huge.
Yeah.
And so they can't, so they continuously regurgitate their food if they're eating normally. So then they have to, so they sit up in their little chair. So the food is worked down by gravity and it reaches their stomachs.
Wow.
So how do you keep them in a chair though to eat?
Oh, it's more a training process.
Right.
You've got to be a good
they
dog owner.
They want to eat.
Yeah. And apparently the chairs that you build are called Bailey chairs.
Oh,
guess
I didn't
what?
Know this.
My dog's called Bailey.
Oh,
wow.
What are the chances of that?
It was meant to be. Hey, I like this question because it resonates with me. Benny from Shep sent us a message on Facebook. Kissing dogs on the lips, how bad is it for you? Because I'm not afraid of a kiss on the lips from the dog. Little
I
lick.
I famously had to open mouth kiss my dog to get let back in the house when my brothers locked me out
That's
when I was
true.
A kid.
Yep. So how sick could Ellie have got? Is it bad or is it okay?
Well, I wouldn't advise against.
So it's not good for you.
Tell 10-year-old me that.
Well, you know, dogs do stupid, disgusting things and eat things that they shouldn't and probably their own poo as well. So there's definitely some risk of getting some disease from that. Uh-oh. But, you know, the risk would be low. But I'd advise worming yourself if you're going to do that and worming your dog.
Well, I'm not going to make out with my dog. It's just if it says hi and you happen to get licked on the lips. Yeah.
Do humans get worms from animals? Is that how we get worms? Because when my ex's mum always used to give me a worming tablet every couple of months. Right. I'm like, why am I taking this? Is that coming from animals?
Very, very rare. Okay. And usually they're species-specific worms, so they'd usually be either from dogs and from cats and they don't spread across the species. But, yeah, it's never say never.
Sorry, thanks for coming in court, but let's go back to that comment. Why was your ex's mum giving you worming tablets?
It was the most bizarre thing. Every few months, I'd go around to their house and she'd be like, here you go, everyone. She'd just go around and hand them out to everyone.
What?
Ellie, here you go, here's your worming tablet.
Do they live on a farm?
No, not at all.
What's wrong with your
ex? They're from the Gold Coast. Like... Ooh. It was bizarre.
Did they have something that you didn't know about?
I don't know. They just took these religiously, like every few months.
Weird family.
They obviously had a bad case of worms at some point. They were.
He had a bad case of cheating on you as well, that guy, didn't he? Anyway.
He just hadn't been wormed that month, obviously.
Sorry to get sidetracked, but that was weird comment.
Hey, we've got a message to the Hit GV Instagram from Susie87.
Susie.
Who says that her daughter wants to be a vet when she grows up. What's your favourite part about being a vet?
Oh, I know. Putting thermometers up their butts.
Absolutely. No, I'd say, puppies and kittens. Who can go wrong?
Of course.
But do you get attached to them? Because when I go to the pet store or if I see a dog, I get really attached quickly. Do you not get attached?
Oh, you try. You have to kind of not get attached too much to your patients. Otherwise, it can affect your mental health.
Of course. I'm going to end on a bit of a negative note.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
How hard is it when you see, because I could, this is why I always loved animals,
yeah.
But the only reason I didn't want to be a vet is because I couldn't deal with the death side mm-hmm. and having to put them mm-hmm. down. That would kill me. How hard is it? Or do you just get used to it after a while?
You cope with it to a certain extent, but I kind of justify it like it's usually the best thing for the animal and
yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm relieving suffering. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, should we go back to the kissing dogs on mouth chat just to end on a high note?
Way more fun.
Thanks for bringing us down, Desire. Thank you for joining us this morning. Courtney from GV Vets. Much appreciate your time.
No worries,
guys. Keep those questions coming. We'll pass them on to Courtney. I'm sure she's wanting to.
Thanks, Courtney.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Joking up with Josiah and Ellie. Well, should I say, I feel like we should just rename our show The Model and Ellie.
Why?
Because you seem to be getting approached time and time and time and time and time again to be a model.
Yeah, well, I don't
get your rig out in public.
I just don't get this. Why?
Yeah,
I haven't got the greatest rig. I'm not the greatest looking dude.
It's like. So true. You've never spoken truer words. but yesterday, you and I were having a conversation. I said, hey, Jay, you're going to come to quiz night because we always go to quiz nights on Thursdays. You're going to come tomorrow night. And you go, oh, no, I can't. I'm like, why? What do you got on?
Well, I'm busy.
Yeah, well, apparently you are busy.
What I do outside of work hours does not concern you, Ellie. You're a mate.
It does. We're bros.
I have a private life as well.
Yeah, I know, but I needed to know because if you're being sheepish, I know he's up to no good.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go work at another radio station.
I know you could be. So I need to be across this stuff. You could be going behind my back. You could be like catching up with my boyfriend Gav for all I know.
Maybe
you know,
I was.
That's the thing. I just don't know if I trust you.
What I do does not concern you at night.
Okay, well, luckily enough, I pressed Golden Valley. I was like, I need to know. And so I kept pressing and pressing. And you said, I'm just helping out at a function. I said, what do you mean you're helping out at a function?
I got approached to do things all the time. Yeah, some I say yes to, some I say no. This one sounded kind of cool.
Yeah, because the function is with the lovely people at Wellsprings, Kylie and the team. And their function involves you with your top off serving drinks.
Minor details you don't need to go into.
That's actually quite a big detail. Topless waitering. So firstly, since you've been in the Golden Valley, you've stripped at the Aussie. You've modelled in a fashion show.
That was for charity.
Yeah. And what was the modelling for?
Just for a bit of extra cash. Yeah, a bit extra and good times.
And now you're getting your top off and serving drinks at a beauty salon.
Yeah, to a women only event. Sounds like a no-brainer. I'm topping up champagne glasses for women as I walk around being treated like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
What is not to love about that situation?
I know so many guys are sitting in their cars like, oh, Josiah lives the dream.
Hey, if any guys want to come and support me, help me out because it's going to be awkward, but I'm going to love it.
Well, I thought, Jay, I've seen you without your top on.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not a pretty sight.
No.
So we needed to make you look a little bit nicer. And you know what? Girl models have to go through so many different beauty regimes.
Well, that's the beauty about being a guy. We don't have to do stuff. Yeah, we can just get the rig out and it is what it is. Well, you don't have to touch it if you don't want to, unless you're one of those guys that likes being a pretty boy.
Nothing wrong with that. I've decided that you tonight, because you're getting your shirt off, you need to get something to make yourself look a bit better, and that something is a spray tan.
No, I don't. I'm tanned enough.
Yes, that's what happens when you're not upfront with me about what you're doing. I will then find out about it, and if you just told me from the start this is what you're doing, then there wouldn't have been a problem.
You know I don't like the smell of fake tan.
Doesn't matter. I'm wearing it today. Have you smelt it?
I'm not. Yes, I can. That's why the studio stinks. That's why I turned the aircon on before. I don't like the smell. I don't want it on my skin. I don't need it. I'm brown enough.
No,
is it gonna make me look more ripped?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
It'll get your abs out. All right. So very soon, Kylie and the team have organised for them to come in this morning from Wellsprings.
Ellie.
And they are going to tan you up, my friend.
Why do I do this? Why do I turn up? Why do I turn up every morning?
He secretly is begging me. He's like, thank you so much, Ellie. This is so good. I'm going to look so hot.
Will I look better?
New profile pic, bro. It's coming your way.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Josiah, you are going topless tonight at an event that Wellsprings are hosting. We've got Kylie from Wellsprings here. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Kylie.
Why would you choose Josiah to get his shirt off at your event?
Well, after working last week at Shepherd and Shomi's fashion styling event with Lauren Phillips, the audience giving Josiah each time he walked out on the catwalk. I thought, he must be the in thing at the moment.
Apparently so.
I tell you what, luckily they had big doorways at Shep Show Me because his head was just getting bigger and bigger.
Hey, well, Ellie wasn't meant to find out that I'm doing tonight. I was meant to keep this a secret, but somehow I accidentally let it slip last night. She got it out of me and now she's organised for me to get a spray tan. I've never actually had one. Is that weird? Guys do that?
No. Do guys get them for
guys are doing everything now.
Really? Don't.
Well, in that case, guys, take your pants off. Let's get a wax happening.
The guys have found spa. So guys love coming in for all manner of treatments now. So.
Yeah, I love a facial.
Yeah, I do. I've heard that about you.
And guess what else? It is a Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, tan day. Am I right?
Yes, it is. You're so right. Okay, well, let's get the tan started. So we are going to tan you live on the radio now.
Man.
We're on Facebook Live as well, so make sure you check into that.
Hi, everyone.
The amount of ladies that are tuning into Facebook Live right now just to see Josiah without his shirt on, it's just not fair, buddy.
Why am I doing this?
Because you need to look beautiful. So Kylie, Josiah's going to be serving champagne tonight, is he?
He sure is.
Okay.
So we have a lovely guest appreciation night.
Yep.
And it's a night that we say thank you to all the Goulburn Valley for supporting our beautiful locally owned business. We've got 14 locally owned or local girls working for us, I should say.
Did I mention I hate the smell of fake tan? It feels amazing when it goes on your body. Really nice.
Well, I know. You're looking
Josiah,
great.
Josiah, toughen up. This one smells beautiful.
Yeah.
You've taken me well out of my comfort zone, Kylie.
Josiah, with each layer of tan that's being put on you right now, I'm just seeing an extra ab pop out. You know the abs that were just hiding away there before?
How dark can I go?
Hey, as dark as you want, bro.
Absolutely. We can layer up and have you channeling the Caribbean for tonight.
Yes, exactly. Forget shades of Shep. You've got shades of Miami.
All right, now. I look like I've been on the Greek islands for 2 weeks.
You do. All right, we'll keep that tan going. Always getting instructions. Arms down, arms up. We'll keep it going and we will have photos of the final product up on our Instagram and our Facebook page later today. Tune into Facebook Live. We'll be back very soon. But if you want to see how the tan goes, we'll keep rolling
Help
on
me.
That.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.